there needs to be outright protection, because there is no outright protection, there's just deferral. But First Nations should be compensated for the revenue that they would otherwise have gotten from logging. And I thank you all for coming.
Thanks, Bonnie. Our attention here, as in about, I think it's 14 to 16 communities around British Columbia right now, are having rallies in front of their, or near their MLA's offices. And our intention, of course, is the government is back in the legislature in a week. I think it's in a week or a week and a half. And we want the MLAs to set up and take notice and inform the caucuses. This is a really important issue. It's got to be acted on now. And so I think the other piece is, of course, you can go onto the website for Sierra Club and Stand Earth and the Council of Canadians also. And there's some information on there on this whole issue. And we are really urging people to take action and write to their MLA, phone their MLAs, and save our old growth forest.
This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. On Thursday, September 28th, at least 17 rallies were held across BC in front of MLA's offices. North Island Powell River's MLA office, Michelle Babchuk, was one of those sites for a rally to protest against logging old growth forests. The protest was organized by the Quadra Island Sierra Club, so the turnout was predominantly Quadra Island and Cortez Islanders. CKTZ caught a glimpse into the day's events.
To make them become democratic and answer to the people is for the people to get out and stand up for the old growth trees. The corporations own our government. And I just read Bill Jones are going to court to try and get $75 million because the Haida Gwaii Management Company over 10 years ago decided to conserve the forest. So this will really show where the conservation comes before profits, which up till now it hasn't. Yeah, and I'm Eileen Savvy. I've started the blockade of Hyacinth Creek with a peaceful grant.
Nice to see some Cartesians here.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah. Nice to see you here.
I mostly recognize Quadra and Cortez.
All the way. Yeah, they took the ferries. I guess they were running today.
Yeah.
That's good news. You're also coming from Quadra?
Quadra,
yeah. Okay. So there's quite an island presence.
I think Cortez is more than half the people here.
I think more than half.
More than.
Thank you to be here.
I'm Levi.
And you guys live on Cortez Island?
Quadra right now.
Okay. And why are you here protesting in front of the MLA's office?
I think it's very important.
What makes you passionate about stopping old growth logging?
Once it's gone, it took hundreds and hundreds of years to grow. We'll never see anything like it again in our lifetimes or even our great-grandkids' lifetimes. This is like our one chance.
You grew up on Cortez Island, right?
Right.
So what kind of, do you have any personal experiences being nearby logging in your community on Cortez?
Cortez is pretty good, but I went to Ferry Creek. There's lots of logging on Quadra. I think everybody in BC has some first-hand experience.
And how do you feel about how it's impacting climate change?
I think it has inherent value.
Old growth has inherent value. Is there an animal or a plant that is close to your heart that is specifically being threatened in the old growth forest?
There's those endangered owls that only like old growth, but pretty much everything. That's it, yeah.
Erin, did you want to speak at all?
Sure. I think that there's been inaction for many decades and a lack of regulation where, from what I've been told, I didn't grow up in this area, but that's true all across Canada, and that there could have been action a long time ago. But now we're really seeing the effects of the climate change that people have been predicting for many years. And we have so much land in Canada, and that there's so much that can be done here because of the large borders. If you look at countries like Italy and England, they don't have quite as much impact in the world as Canada does because of such big borders. When you look at maps of wildfires and logging cuts, it's just so clear that the logging is contributing to the wildfires, and I feel like it's so unfair to people who, yeah, I guess to future generations, that this is the legacy that's been given to them. People who have been older, there's a lot of people here who are older and are fighting hard for it, but that they've had these golden years of being able to explore the world and do anything they want, and now people still can, but it's a lot harder, like, to not be able to see old growth. It obviously affects so much biodiversity. I know that there's plants and animals that we don't even know in old growth forests, and that everything has intrinsic value. I find it really frustrating that a lot of the profit that is coming from Canadian, quote, resources is just to sell to other countries, and it's not even for Canadians or people that are living here. I think that we should just treat each other with respect. I think that everything should be treated with respect, and it's really unfair to everyone. Pretty much, it's just really unfair, and this is the fight of our lives, right?
Have you heard of climate anxiety?
Yeah.
Heard that term?
Yeah.
Can you relate to that term, climate anxiety?
Absolutely. Like, when I go on a walk and I just see clear cuts, like in North Quadra, I know that there's smaller woodlots and that has a lot of benefits for logging, but still, you're walking through and you're like, wow, there's one old growth tree and that one got to be saved because it's going to be a seed tree and then it's going to be cut the next time. I just see how lonely it would be. It doesn't make me feel good walking through a forest and just seeing ravage and destruction and knowing that this creek probably used to look a lot different and there used to be a lot more salmon and there used to be a lot more shade, and knowing that's really hot here right now because there's no trees. So it doesn't feel like people go to nature a lot for peace and calm, and it's actually really hard sometimes being in nature because of all the destruction that's there. Like, you can see it in town, but it's a lot easier to forget when you're in town, but when you're out in the woods, it's really quite obvious.
Thanks so much for contributing.
What was Steve? And I'm with the Sierra Club of Quadra Island.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. And so you partially coordinated this?
Yeah, I really didn't organize it because I was out of town, but I helped publicize it.
Awesome. Well, there's a big turnout of Quadra and Cortez Islanders. Is that because it was promoted by?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I see.
Yeah, we did. I did as much as I could to promote it.
Have you used any counter-protesting or any?
Today, 2 years ago, there was a major counter-protest, and they had the big logging trucks, and they were screaming at us and intimidating us, but it didn't happen. I was afraid it would, but it hasn't this year. I'm quite encouraged by the number of positive honks that we seem to be getting, because, after all, this is a primary resource town, but, yeah, maybe things aren't changing.
CKTZ reached out to Michelle Babchuk's office for comment in response to this demonstration, and we did not receive a response in time for publishing this story. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.